Well, we actually have a Hanukkah party that supposedly adds more Torah than takes away. Most Hanukkah parties are little Torah. I don't want to say little Torah.
How's that possible?
So we're starting at 8:40.
So, we've
done
20 minutes now?
Well, we've been discussing learning for
15, 20 minutes.
You can light candles. And doing Yom HaDayim, anyways, Kol Dama Yotim and Aisha. I told you guys all the vote with the donuts from Shem Zaman, right?
No.
Yeah.
The what?
Yeah, so he said the Makar to eat jelly donuts on Hanukkah.
Right.
From Shem Zaman, I don't see the Sherevan.
Yeah.
Because there's no
jelly.
No, I don't know what the jelly part. It doesn't say pshat, but the donut part. There's no reference to the mizbeach.
What?
We had the mizbeach back after.
Oh.
When you say ala michya, you say v'amizbechecha, alei cholecha. So you say a donut is mizaynus. And Okanami, that's the kasha. So I short quoted from him. That's why I
hit it.
So someone tied it to the jellies for Bikurim.
I want to tie it. I've never seen a fruit.
I want to tie it at it's oil, it's fried in oil, so it's like a carbon mincha shtickle. No?
You know, Shlomo Zalman, you know, he has the sheet that on Friday. When the first day of Hanukkah falls off on Friday, so you dive and move after the candles there on each other.
If you would come to our Shabbos here, you would have heard that.
Did
you say on each side or no?
Yeah.
Did you say it or no?
No, I dive and move first.
And I'm going to fall.
You say,
I don't know.
I just,
it's a very big chiddush to say.
Because
you dive in mincha. If you dive in mincha, right?
So you light candles with the bracha.
I understand, but if it's mincha, then it can't be Hanukkah.
You lit Hanukkah candles up this month.
I'm not saying about you, man.
I'm just saying.
What are you religious for confession?
We never know what
you're saying. You got to choose a story for that one. Alright, cook pick that, yeah?
At least we got that back.
Kol dama yotim in Aisha. Any dam that comes out of Aisha. Very good. Bein lach bein yavish, whether it's wet or whether it's dry, harei umatame v'nasas al yaldei nida, becomes tame, and if she comes from that, she becomes a nida. Okay, fine. That's simple enough. Now kol mara hamidizam, as about as much shemesh as you're going to get in maras from reading in the sefer. Kol mara hanaita l'tseva edoim ashochar, any mara that's leaning that towards red or black. Bainim hu keo, bainim hu amik, whether it's, how do you touch keo? It's
weak.
Literally means it's weak. It's light, or whether it's dark. Not really dark, but deep. Then that's tummy. Right?
I'm not talking about your shirt.
The shar maras adam and other maras adam.
Pink would be a problem.
Pink, there are shitas that hold that pink is okay.
Pink white.
You would think that pink is nighter. The lashon that's normally used is naitel admimus. He says naitel etzeva adam, meaning when we're looking at a mara, when a rav looks at a mara, so if it's the blood, vadei blood, so obviously nothing to talk about. But we have to be machmer on anything that's even remotely similar to blood. We're machmer on. So anything that looks similar to red, we're going to be machmer. We took that upon ourselves because we lost the sight of what.
How does pink not fall into that category?
Right.
I don't remember how those pipes can get out of pink, but they say pink is a different color, I guess.
What?
Like
it's
in a room.
How about that? How about purple?
What else could be that pink comes from?
When you see it, let's just back brown
within the human body.
Pink is something, a big brown spot on the leaf. What else could it be other than blood?
Could
be pink too.
The color comes out pink?
Maybe.
You call her while she's been throwing my pants out of
it. What?
While they're on you? The ones with the holes.
Yeah. So basically we're looking for any, if there's anything that's even neuter la admimus, then we have to be machmer on it. Okay? The Shar Maris Adamim and other Maris, Chutz Mimaris Lavan with Kedaimim, Sheikhan Lalim Bevadoi Shehu Mimaris Ataharis, except for white, that you could say Bevada that it's a Mara Tor, Tulim Bemara Ene Chacham Hamum Zobikat, then that's Tully in the Mara of a mumcha. Ein adam rishay lo haris vizem midat. That's why a person is not allowed to paskin this on his own. Va'ayfin sha'abal hu mayra hara. This is an interesting concept. Let's say the husband is the mayra hara. Ayin va'arah im yachal lo haris latmi. Is he allowed to paskin for himself? Right?
I mean, I know a lot of people don't, but I
think you're right. Let's see what he has to say on the mind. Let's see, put no face. Is it interesting? There's a lot of very interesting halachas that are involved here. Look at Bayes in the footnote. Shulchan Aruch. I am the Bach b'shem Marie Margolis. The isha sheyotim men a smichus lovan v'av. If a woman sees a thick, something white and thick, la'acha sherochter b'merchus. After she goes into the bath, to the bathhouse, k'mashdayim v'sholishayit, within 2 or 3 hours. The blood itself will get washed clean.
You hold like this?
Huh?
You hold like this?
Maybe.
No, we don't.
No, like,
alright.
He says maybe.
The kfar hasigo alof hataz or hashof.
Possibly we hold again. He says, "Well, there are some people."
Yeah, well, obviously the bach does.
Blood turns white.
The taz is the bach son-in-law. The taz and the aruch hashof.
No,
you ever run blood through a washing machine? Really?
Yeah, what the
hell?
I wash my hands and it's bloody. It's red.
Maybe it has been brought.
It seems.
Maybe.
Why can't?
You've got to be a chemical in terms of white.
Bleach.
No, more than that.
Bleach.
Well, yeah. No, it's probably not full down. It's probably some sort of
mucus.
It's mucus with tinged with blood. So the blood part of it can get washed away.
So why do you have that always? Anytime a woman gets mucus, why don't you push your stomach?
No, because why should you be cautious that it was washed? There's no reason to be cautious for that unless she was in the bathhouse.
A shower
wouldn't be considered a bath. It would be considered like that. Huh?
And even then, do we hold to this?
Let's see. The farisigol of a taz or a shulchan. The taz already is going against the bach, and so does al hashulchan. Right? B'shut semach tzedek. Sharef b'zeh v'hel the kol shen es laben hadam koydim shenekar me'a makar tahayra. I don't know how you'd ever know this. But if it became white before it was uprooted from the makar, then it would be okay.
Yes, that's taken. Number first of all, maybe there's no blood. And if there's blood, maybe it became
white
before the makar.
Can I steal it?
Yeah.
Can you steal it? You could take some.
Oh, I thought it was from Yeshiva.
So you're not stealing it, it's from Yeshiva.
From
the Google. Oh. Wondering, you don't know who you got to drinkers?
You bought it, but I'll take it out.
Oh.
You have a cup,
but yeah. Okay. Well, maybe the guy didn't eat supper.
So why would you think?
Maybe he doesn't have money.
Shiva put out bottles of soda.
They do.
To inspire the island to come tonight.
Night table, they put out sodas.
We never
did.
Yeah.
It's the new age buffer.
Now they give onion rings.
Yeah.
You gotta get him something.
Okay, Gimel, yeah? Reisi Lenochon.
If I
would have gone,
I'd keep
it. That's how it is. Reisi Lenochon, the Hatek Mashakot of
Abenishai,
he wants to quote Abenishai. This is not part of, this is more like Muslim. Dak, he maras adam shal isha lakaro letama. Maras adam to be mataro, matama woman. Yeshvem chokhman neflo lahavdo ben dam lazam. It's a wondrous chachma to differentiate between different damim. It's probably in the sat around eating instead of learning. How'd they lose it? I don't know how they lost it.
Say what period of time did they?
By already before the Mishnah.
Yeah.
He didn't say exactly all about Ben Ishai. He's just saying that it was a chachma of
flaw.
Yeah, but no, but this in the Masara of Maris was lost before then. Kafima Shandira
Lai. I didn't hold it. The Shadim still think they know what the Dhamma are.
I don't know.
Doesn't
think
you
know? Like that.
Can't trust it.
I don't know. It seems like when
the
Kalei Yisrael
got cut off.
They
think that when Moshe was able to pray.
They won't cut him.
I don't know.
On stuff like that, when Moshe.
How do you have Machlokes Rashi in the Talmud? How you wear tefillin? How you put in tefillin? How's that possible?
What
did they do up to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam?
What kind of tefillin did Rabbeinu
Tam? But all of a sudden, in that generation, they forgot which tefillin you put on. That's a famous kasha that they had.
No, that's what the Gra says. The Gra says the Gra says there were always shita. The Gra says there were
whatever. The Gra says there were 400
shita.
Yeah.
You can say that on anything.
How do you explain that? Oh, here comes the chip.
See, look.
How do they explain it? I forgot already how they explain it.
You can say it with anything.
What? Some say Enachrami is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore we shouldn't wear Rabbeinu Tam still. No, it seems like Rashi was the default and then Rabbeinu Tam, according to some sheets. Anyways. Utvarmei l'tulim b'mara ini ha'chokha m'roi ha'sadam k'fi ma'ashaniru le al p'ikwal le'ha'chokha shama'ar t'adam ma'ashokibul me'rabo ha'sad. V'loi kol mo'y chasav ul da, and not anybody can do this. V'loi kol ha'roi chalitah l'es ha'shem v'tam l'tah yobah v'yitah. Not anybody who wants to come take it should come take it. The chain ain't called chacham, meaning to take the shimush. Yeah, the responsibility to be to differentiate. The chain ain't called chacham. Yochel lahachnis atzmim maras adam l'tar. Helem ken hu chacham mumcha mutzvach. He has to be a mumcha and mutzvach in these things. I guess you got to work on it. I guess so. You become a mumcha. How does make anyone? How does anybody become a mumcha?
Yeah. Study it.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You're
natural. Mom's kind of. Ah, there you go. Now, what about a Rav passing for himself? Yeah, so David, I am Bashar Shakasa Bashem Atoysis, Shem Habahu Moira Hira, Yachal Lahira Tamara Tishra.
Why not?
You also don't have a favor?
My hands are full.
He's allowed to pass in on a marriage of his wife. You think he has Nagias? That's one way.
Can't be negated.
Yeah, but if he's Mukhar, he's beyond that now.
I guess that's what the Shah is saying, right? Umistimas Dvar Masha, the ain't Chilik Bain Bidika Zayin, the King of Bidika Tasik Tara. There's no difference about whether that a Rav can pass him for himself, whether it's on the Zayin Nikim or whether it's on the Hesik Tara.
What about the Matamir? I mean, now it's going to be not such a negate because she's coming already.
Is there any other situation where he's coming already?
If anything,
it would be the other way around.
That way, if
anything, it would be the other way around. Is it about anything else?
The same idea.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So maybe this is different. But there's a reason. There's a reason that you think that's opposite of what you think. Shut Maram Shmuel, the Chaim Paz, the Shut Maria Sad, Maram Shik, Tantara, or Pashokim, the like him may need or Shakasa, the Asa Labala Haris, the Medikas Hefsetara, a Baal is not allowed to pass for the Hefsetara. Now, this doesn't mean that, if there's a little spot, it looks yellow or whatever it is, that's not called a Psaq. That's something that's posh. A Psaq meaning it would be something Shver, and then it would require a Psaq. Right? What's your problem?
What?
What?
It's a big rabbi.
What do you mean? So how does the Torah tell Dayanim not to, what do you call it? Can't bribe Dayanim. What? Bribe Dayanim?
I understand that.
So a guy can bribe himself when he's dealing with these things.
Person. So now this one person has to go to everybody. put everybody else to.
Yeah, why not?
People go to him for the hat.
I had a what do you call it? I had a Rav Shlomi Amara. I had a Rav Shlomi Amara.
Why? Because he didn't trust himself?
Yeah, he said it's my own Shiloh, so he thought he was going to get it. Yeah.
The most Mikul Rav.
Did he tell you what he thought first or no?
He told me he thought it was okay.
You'd be more worried about Mikkel Rub.
Has been worse off.
Yeah.
He'll never get the stock that he would give.
It goes the same thing.
Maybe. Maybe.
No, but you'd be worried the Rub's going to be more monster.
He's better off.
I think you'd be worried that the Rub's going to be monster.
Oh, and now we're talking. Now somebody's talking.
What
do
you say?
Why
are
you
saying that? Because
they... Because they know, they understand the consequences. So they also,
but neither Laharis La'atmoi.
It could go either way.
No, I would say you could
one is Taiva, the other is maybe he'll be overly.
Let's see what he says. Vayim B'Prima Godim Shekotav Zalashonim, but neither Laharis La'atmoi, Yeshonim, the Lo Yitzchazik Mikri, Shedomea Poiskin. Okay, it's not called Yitzchazik Yisur because the Shedomea stopped. Vayim B'Lechem B'Simla, Shekotav. You know the Lechem Simla was?
No.
He wrote a very famous sefer. No.
Is it called the
Lechem Simla? Could be. I don't think so.
Is it called the Lechem Simla?
Yes.
No,
it's the other sefer.
No, I see. You're right.
Okay. What's the other sefer you wrote?
No, I think we did this.
You
said this one.
I probably did say it one time, but that doesn't mean it's here. Lechem Simla is a classic statement on Hilchos Nida.
Classic, yeah, sure.
Written by.
Written
by.
It's not in the
Kitzur. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Hi, Lechem Simla Shekotov to me come up.
Who is it? Yeah.
What?
He's right.
It was,
there was some random
safer. Yeah,
Christy
Placey.
No, but it was a weird safer.
Christy Placey.
This is not a weird safer.
Why is that not a weird safer?
What do you hear about that?
Something
to
bash.
Yarat Svash.
Yarat Svash.
What's up?
Mate, I don't know.
That was the one.
Yeah.
That's the one that I know.
Tayyim v'lechem v'simla shekotav. To mikomokim toiv yoyster shetira l'chacham acher, that you should show it to another chacham, v'loy l'bayla. Meaning, he's talking to the wife now. You should tell, the wife shouldn't even tell the husband she has a shayla. Go to a different chacham. Don't go to
the
chacham.
Are women allowed to pass him?
In those days, it wasn't sneers. They didn't tell their husband.
I mean, I don't know. That's a loaded question.
I'm not asking you to give a woman sweet. I just want to know the halacha. Is anyone allowed to pass him on?
For herself?
Remember, he comes back in his nudges.
For another woman?
I don't know about for another woman.
In those days, the women were showed to the she brought to the rabbi.
But that's what he's saying a little bit. It's better that a woman should show the mara to her.
Not if he was a rabbi.
There's always women.
Instead of the rabbi, they give to her husband, they went to the rabbi.
That's what he's saying.
There's more things to make the rabbi to get the husband.
I don't know about that. Why is that?
Why?
I don't know. I think that's the way it was. The
halacha says the fish and hafaka that a man could touch the godam that has his wife's dam on it.
I'm not saying he can't touch it. I'm just saying.
I don't know. He said, Lechem Simla is saying that the woman should go to another rabbi, not her husband. The shema yi alibay naikvay upayrish v'lo yismich al chachmasoy. He's going to be machmer. That's what the Lechem Simla says. Inami shalai tiskana to fun of. That she shouldn't look bad in front of him.
Asking if he's machmer, go somewhere else.
She knows if her husband is machmer.
If that's the logic, and he says it's fun, then there's no problem.
How come he's not choshes to be naked?
No?
He's tightening that up. A chacham won't be there. Like David said, he won't be making one stuff. But. Huh?
He'll be more scared of
him. He'll be more making. Yeah.
He's going to overcompensate.
That's what I do.
I don't know what that is. If there's a tvila issue, like whether she titled correctly or chatzitza or something like that, the Pesach Tshuva brings that the husband is not allowed to paskin. And after this chazak isura.
But I thought we said.
So you see, it doesn't have to do with him trusting
or not.
No, I
thought we not. Said in cities where
it's got a chazaka that she's also so. Can he break that?
Didn't he say in cities where there's no one except for the rav and his wife who are religious, the husband can't the husband can paskin on tefillah?
Oh, man.
You said, I thought we said that.
No, tefillah, she can call someone else.
Yeah.
No, you said it in a city. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, there's no one else. So isn't that different way of saying it?
He's saying, but stamazah, you shouldn't paskin on your wife.
Let her call somebody. In those situations,
you
can call somebody. If not tomorrow, then you have an issue.
Well, how can you call someone? She just walked out.
Vaybel, your rabba, she called the chol halachas shabatayra or the mara la'atma. Yeah, there's an important call at the end there. Vaybel, your rabba. That's that he writes. The chol halachas shabatayra or the mara la'atma. Put the gimel elu negoyim and the darim will bechayr. Right, so everything else you could pass can out. Yeah, there was a mitzvah my father from a rochad. It was a pretty amazing milestone when it happened. After he had his surgery, the first time he had cancer, so a guy showed him a mara, and this guy comes over to me in the summer, and he says, you know, your father's not paskening mara. I said, oh yeah, it's a chiddush to me. So I thought, I asked him, what's going on? So I went to my father, and he said, yeah, he stopped paskening because when he got sick, you take on chumras. And he... You should never know from it, but you get from it all, you know. Right. He was afraid he was going to be too machmer on the maris on people because he was in chumra mode, so he stopped paskening.
Are you allowed to do that?
What?
Stop paskening also?
Yeah, you don't have to paskening any. You don't have to paskening. You say, I'm
chumra mode.
Or you say, I'll pass. Yeah. If you, look, what happens if the rub is the only rub in the world and there's no, he can't pass it, so what should he do? Pass it anyway? I don't know. Right, yeah, you have to be. That's why a lot of times the rub will send you to a different rub because he's not comfortable saying that, even though you know what the other rub is going to say. But you're not the one giving the psak. Sometimes it happens.
So you told me about Pesach. He said you would never repeat the Pesach. You would tell that Edom that the Kazayas and Ma'at.
Yeah.
So you said you'd never repeat what Rebbe Kohn said, but you turned it to something.
Yeah. It happens in Hilchos Tefillah, some Uchatzikus. I know Rabbanim have said that you tell the woman that she can go to the mikvah. You don't say it's Mutter. But you say, like, you're not passing mutter, you're just saying, okay, you could go. It's a very technical, it's a very fine on what we're saying. Meaning, you're not passing on such a thing that it's mutter. He's saying that, okay, you go.
You're
saying, what?
Is that why you usually don't get a straight answer from Pfizer? I don't see a problem with it.
No, the reason why you don't get straight answer from Pfizer is because not most, but a lot of halachas are not. Are just vague. It's just very vague. There's so many shittas. It's hard to go either way.
I mean, there's no one who really answers like Rabbi Kohn
doesn't give me. You gotta go to
the Hasidic rabbis. Oh my gosh. Well, you finish the sentence to give you the stock. Then he knows what you're gonna finish. Yeah. You're gonna say.
Otherwise, you hear maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That's why
first you hear.
I always feel a little bit.
First you hear, hold on.
I feel like he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
You hear everybody else's conversation.
I feel like he doesn't really understand. Back. I feel like I can't really listen.
And then he looks at half your sentence.
Let's finish up this chapter, yeah? Okay, let's see. In Mitzrayim, Sufik, or Shayla, or Badika. If it happens, a Sufik, or a Shayla, or a Badika. What you should do is ask that day or the next day. This happens on almost every mara. It changes after a day or two. Now, between me and you, the longer you wait, the more chance you got of a kula.
So
if it's
in the
Shivanakim,
if it's on the first day, you might as well just wait.
You can't. You're supposed to show it the way it is. And if you can't ask right away from the Cholapachos, you start the Lishol B'zman HaMuktim B'yoytash Efsha. Minimally, you should wait. The Roy Lishol HaKol Sofik Shem Esayir, and you should ask on every Sofik, V'ein Lish Bayesh M'Lishol HaKol Dava Shenerik Sofik. Don't be embarrassed. Okay? So you shouldn't keep it around.
Huh?
Sometimes the Rav will say you can't look at it now, you have to look at it later. What? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Eda b'dika, after Shabbat gets atma, yechayla laharit z'ayid l'chacham miyad, afilu ba'ayit shehu lach, you could show it even when it's wet, v'yinatzrich l'hamdan ad shehiz yavish, you don't have to wait until it dries.
Why would you have to?
Because you think that it might look, the color might change.
Of course you could show it wet, that would be the best way to show it then.
Lavdafka, it might. That's a big issue. Look at the, look at the footnote. You see all the sheet is here, right?
If the person you normally that, don't.
No, sometimes it darkens up and it looks worse when it's dry.
Yeah, but I think it's the most natural in, when it's wet, fresh.
Well, that's the shaila. The look at it right when it comes out, or do you wait? Right? Oh, mine is not in here. Oh, yeah. I was wondering where everybody was. Bodka starts in Ve'ed V'nevad. Oh, this is a big deal right here. Bodka starts in Ve'ed V'nevad. She was by the Kassaf and it got lost. So here by Sofik. Tas Sheva Sofim, she's got to ask a Shaila. What to do?
What to do a second one?
Well, the Shaila is a Sofik Dara. Some sheet is whole. Sofik Dara. You've got to be Machin.
He doesn't even say anything in the footnote.
What?
He doesn't even say anything.
The Bina Sodom is Machmer. And the Marsham is Mako.
What about everyone else there?
Something I don't know. I don't know the other ones. I don't know what the other ones say.
How do you know?
I used to pass them Lachumra. And I didn't pass them, and I would send them off.
Lachumra, though.
But I wouldn't. No, I would say I'm not a passing again.
And now?
Now, I can't help it. They got all the secrets.
I'll cut it out of the recording.
Now, basically what you do is you grill the woman and try and get an estimation of what she thought the color was. Depending on what she...
Why? The woman's going to be nervous. She's not going to give you a good answer.
So what's the color?
You try and figure... No, so you try and figure it out. And based on that, then it becomes whether what the stuff of color is.
You can't tell women.
You should leave it in a hidden place. What?
I didn't even know her sense of color is good.
Then the woman's going to be nervous.
That's why. By the shulchan is machmir. You shouldn't leave it around if it be kakor.